Hello, my name is Tony Books Aviles, and I want to thank you for joining me on this recording of 3 Secret Steps to Getting and Staying Motivated for Exercise. First of all, I want to congratulate you for taking the time out to actually obtaining and listening to this recording. Unfortunately, most people who get a recording or any kind of program that will assist them never take the time to actually listen to it or watch it, but that's not you. You're a serious person, and my goal here is to give you serious, serious steps, implementable, practical steps that you can put into practice that will help you to be successful in your quest to achieving your fitness goals. I want to get a lot of information to you in a very short period of time, and I want to make this brief. Fortunately, because this is a recording, you can listen to it over and over and over again, and I recommend you do that. I also recommend that you take out a piece of paper and a pencil and take notes and see how this stuff applies to you. And also, now would be a good time to start writing down strategies and tactics that you can bring into bear when you hear the steps that I am proposing. Without further ado, let's get started. Step number one. And this is probably the most important step of all, and it's very simple. Make a decision. That's right, it sounds so simple, yet it's the most powerful thing that you can do. Now let's talk about what making a decision really is. If you break down the word decision, it means to cut away from. D meaning away from, and size like scissors meaning to cut. So when you make a decision, what you're basically doing is you are cutting away from any other possibility except the outcome that you want. And it's just that simple. You want to make a decision that states whatever your fitness goal is. Let's say your goal is to lose 30 pounds. That you have decided that no matter what, that the outcome of your proposed decision is to lose 30 pounds. There are no other options, and you're going to find a way to do that. It's the difference between wanting and committing to it. When you want to do it, all you get out of that is want. For instance, if January 1st you say, I want to lose 30 pounds, and by April you haven't done it, and you say, I still want to lose it, you've gotten nowhere, but you're still in the same place that you wanted to be, because you said that you wanted. If you wanted in January, and you wanted in April, then you're correct. That's no different. You're still getting the want. It doesn't progress you anywhere. The difference is, if you say, I am committed to losing 30 pounds by April, then the results are going to be different. It shows up in your actions, not just what you talk about, but also what you do. So let's change that want to commitment. First step, make a decision. Very, very important. And when you make that decision, write it down. One of the reasons I asked you to get a piece of paper is so you could write these things down. There's something that happens with the subconscious mind when things start to get put on paper. It starts to program the mind that this is possible. Actually, that this is true. So you want to do that. Make a decision. Write it down. Step number two. Find a process that works. I cannot overemphasize this enough. With the amount of books and pills and programs and capsules and liquids, infomercials, commercials, vitamin stores, I mean, the options are simply endless. With all that being said, this country is still tremendously overweight. So we have to understand that a lot of these things do not work. They simply do not work. Or they may work short term, but they do not work in the long run. What we promise is fitness and weight loss without any powders, pills, or potions, gimmicks, gadgets, or lotions. And I'm not trying to say that there's no reason to do anything like a protein powder or a vitamin capsule or anything like that. I'm saying that you can achieve fitness and wellness without the necessity of consuming or using any of those things. They're supplements. And supplement means extra. So don't rely on the extra. You want to rely on a process or what we can call a technology that works. So you want to make a decision and then you want to find a process that works. Step number three. Just as powerful as the other ones, you have to do it. You have to get into action. You can't judge a tree by the fruit that it talks about. You can only judge a tree by the fruit that it bears. Success comes before work only in the dictionary. The only thing that's going to get you to where you need to get to is going to be action. It's just that simple. In many cases, the decision does not even have to be 100%. If the decision is strong enough to get you into action, very often that's all you need. One step leads to the next step. Nothing succeeds like success. Nothing proceeds like a process. That's so important. You have to get into action. In the beginning, sometimes all you need to do is just walk. Just move your body, depending upon where you are. Sometimes you just need to get out and just start moving. Sometimes it's just that simple. That is all that you're going to need. Whether you be a highly conditioned athlete or a deconditioned soccer mom or busy executive, it doesn't matter. You have to get into action. Action is the only thing that is going to get you results. So why don't people get into action? Many people use the excuse that they do not have any time to get into action. Now, deep in your heart, if you've used that excuse, you know that it's not true. You know that it's not true. You know you have enough time for the most important things in your life, whether it be your children, your family, your job. And very often, you don't need that much action. Many people can just get started with just 15 or 20 minutes a day. We all have 15 or 20 minutes a day. And if you perform some research, you'll find that the busiest people will find the time to take care of their health, their wellness, and their fitness because they know how important it is to them. So time is not the factor. The factor is, have you made a decision and have you found a technology that works and have you got into action and done this for a long enough time and with the intensity enough to get you the results that you need? So those are the first three steps. I said the first three steps because I have some bonuses for you. So let's go over those steps. Make a decision, find a process that works, and then get into action. Number four, first bonus step. Acknowledge and record your progress. See, most people, when they're looking to see about fitness and wellness, they look to the scale. That's the only thing that they use in order to indicate whether they're making progress. And the scale is probably the least efficient way of finding out how well you are doing. That's right. There are seven indicators that you can use to determine how well you are progressing. The first one is the scale. You get on the scale one day, you weigh 180. A few months later, you get on the scale, you weigh 150. You know that you've lost 30 pounds. That means you've made progress. Now, I said that the scale is the least efficient. I didn't say that it didn't work. It is an indicator of progress, but there's some others, some of which are greater indications of progress. One of which is measurements. You measure your hips, your waist, thighs, shoulders, chest. And you see a difference later on. Let's say your waist at one period of time was 38 inches. Months later, you measure it again, it's 33. Hey, you've made progress. That's another indicator. Next one is body fat tests. So you test your body fat. At one period of time, it's 32. You exercise, you found a program that worked, and it went down to 23. Perfect. You know you've made progress. Next indicator. Clothes, terrific and very efficient indicator. at one period of time, you had a pair of slacks in the closet or a dress in the closet, and it fit really, really snug. You made a decision. You found a process that worked. You did it. What happened? Now it fits better, or maybe it's even too big. You made progress. Another one, comments. You spend all this time with yourself. You see yourself every day. Sometimes because we see ourselves every day, it's difficult to see that we have made progress. Just like your kids. You're with your kids all the time, and then someone comes to visit, or you go out somewhere, and someone hasn't seen your kids in the longest time, and they say, wow, Johnny, Janie, they've really, really changed. You probably haven't noticed that much. Why? Because you see them every day. It's the same thing with yourself. So you've been exercising. You found the process that works. And then you go to work one day. You go to a reunion one day. You go to a social event one day, and someone says, wow, you look different. You've been doing something. You don't see it. They do. You know you have made progress. Next one is the mirror. You look at yourself in the mirror and you look different. You say, wow, there's something about me that looks different. I just look younger. Wow, you know you've made progress. Unfortunately, some people have such challenge with their own self-image that on occasion this may not be the best indicator of progress. However, it still is an indicator. It does work. And the next one, last one, is how you feel. You were tired. You had low energy. You just didn't have any enthusiasm or motivation to do things. You committed to a program. You did it. And you feel better. You made progress. So you want to use all seven things when monitoring your progress. I'll go over them again. The scale, how much you weigh. Measurements. Body fat. Your clothes. Comments, the mirror, and how you feel. So you want to record this. Once again, I'm a big proponent of writing things down. Write them down on a day-to-day, week-to-week basis, how you have progressed. Are you feeling better? Are your measurements changing? Are you losing weight? Are your clothes fitting differently? All those things are going to help keep you motivated and exercising and eating right and propelling you towards the ultimate achievement of your fitness goals. Here's another bonus step for you. Get a coach. Find assistance. It's very difficult to stay on top of these things on your own. Why? Because life gets in the way. We're all busy. We're all trying to do things. Helping family. Working. Building a career. Making sure that your kids are doing everything correctly. Sometimes making sure that your spouse does everything correctly. Sometimes you're in pursuit of a spouse. It doesn't matter. We're all busy. In this day and age, there isn't one person who's trying to progress that is not busy. And as I said, it becomes very difficult to stay on top of these things on your own because life gets in the way. But finding a coach is a very, very powerful way of making sure that you're staying on target. There's a great story about Muhammad Ali who was on a plane with someone, and the person asked him, how were you able to beat Sonny Liston in 1963 or 65, whatever it was? And he said to him, I felt I couldn't do it at one period of time. However, I had a great coach, and I believed in my coach. And I know that if I did everything that he told me to do, that I would be able to become victorious. All the great ones have coaches. Tiger Woods has a coach. Wayne Gretzky had a coach. All those people who write great speeches have speech coaches. And it's the same thing for you. Get assistance. If you can do it on your own, then fantastic. But if you're finding trouble, if you're finding it challenging to get and stay motivated on your own, the implementation and the usage of the service of a fitness professional is absolutely invaluable. I guarantee it's going to be a lot more valuable for you than the usage of pills and products and programs and diets and all those other things that haven't worked for you in the past. Now, it may sound like a commercial, And it probably is. However, I feel very, very strongly about this because over the years I've been able to work with hundreds of people directly and thousands of people through my website and through my audio programs and DVDs and seminars all over the country. And I've been able to really get people tremendous results. So I believe in the whole coaching model because I know that it works. And so, if you're looking to see about working with a fitness professional, you can reach out to us at StatenIslandPersonalTraining.com. That's StatenIslandPersonalTraining.com. And you can also give us a call at 888-FIT, that's F-I-T, 5186. Once again, that's 888-FIT, which is 348-5186. 86. Or once again, you can visit us on the web at StatenIslandPersonalTraining.com. So I'm going to briefly go over these steps. Number one, make a decision. Number two, find a process that works. Number three, do it. Get into action. And here are your bonuses. Number four, record your progress. And number five, consider the usage of a fitness professional. Get a coach. So once again, this is Tony Books Aviles from Staten Island Personal Training. Thanking you for your time and attention. I wish you Godspeed in all that you do. And always remember to put your heart and soul in your goal.